Psalm 121, we'll all stand, we'll read two verses, pray, and ask God for his help. This is a familiar passage. If you've not read it, you no doubt have at least heard about it. But listen, Psalm 121 and verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible says, God's word says, the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I want to talk this morning, this little thought, looking for help, or where are we looking for help? Father, I pray for help. Yeah. That the Holy Ghost will guide me and direct me as I stand to preach the holy word of God. I pray, God, if there's anything between you and I that would hinder you from using my vessel, I desperately beg you, Father, forgive me and to cleanse me and to use me, Father, for your honor and for your glory. I pray and ask God that as we read the word, I pray, God, we no doubt be challenged, changed, helped. I pray, God, we be encouraged. I pray, God, we motivated. I pray, God, we find peace in your word. I pray, God, we find a solace in your word. I pray, God, we find wisdom, understanding and guidance in your word. For it's the word of God that's powerful. It's the word of God that's quick. It's the word of God that's a sword. It's the word of God that's light. It's the word of God that we feast upon. It's your precious word. And as a matter of fact, Father, the Bible tells us who that word is. It's Jesus. And with that, God, we do shout hallelujah. Help somebody hurting. Someone that's in a dark place. I pray, God, you bring them to the light. I pray, God, the light will shine brightly. I pray, God, they find warmth in your presence. I pray, God, they find renewal. I pray, God, they find comfort. I pray, God, they find what you want them to see and then respond to that. And we'll thank you for that. Then, Lord, if there's anyone among us who's not saved, blood bought, and born again, what a great day to receive Jesus as their Savior. I pray, God, to bless all those who are watching, those who will be watching later, those who will be listening later. I pray, God, you bless them and meet their needs too. And, God, when we leave this place today, I pray that each of us would not have been disappointed because we have met with you and we'll be able to leave with one accord and shout, thank the Lord. We went to the house of God today. Well, that's it, Master. If I left anything out, please, sir, meet that need too. For it's in your son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus. No, sir, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Maybe you see them. Where are we looking for help or looking for help? The Bible says, the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That word looking, the word looking means this, to turn one's eyes toward something or in some direction in order to see, to use one's sight or vision in seeking, in searching, examining, watching, etc. In other words, when you are looking at something, you're looking at it for a reason or for a purpose. And in this case, we're talking about looking for something called help. Every person in this place is going to be looking for help from some source that they hope will help them in their situation. If I've got a headache, I may get me a ibuprofen or perhaps a Tylenol or an aspirin to help me with my headache. Well, in life, we all need help. And all of us need to go to the right source in order to get the help that we need. As you look in this verse, the Bible says, actually, it's a song of what? Degrees. That word degrees here, it means steps or elevation. It means journey as a high place. Now, most scholars would agree that this psalm was sung while they were on a journey. And as they were on this journey, they were past many mountains. And on these mountains, there was all types of false gods or statues that others would worship and that others would bow down to. But if you notice what the psalmist says in this verse, he says this, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. But then he tells you, my help cometh from where? The Lord, which made heaven and earth. In other words, they're looking beyond those statues. They're looking beyond those false gods. They're looking, my friends, up toward heaven itself and saying, that's where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Let me ask a question. Do we realize where our real help comes from? Or do we seek other things to find the help that we need? What we see in verse number 1 is the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And I thought to myself, number 1, what a great question. A great question. A matter of fact, a determining question. He says, from whence cometh my help? And I thought, well, where does our help come from? Where does your help come from? Wherever our help comes from or we look for help will determine, my friends, whether or not you and I get help. Look what it says here. He says, unto the hills from whence comes my help. The word help here means aid. It also, my friends, not only means aid, but to help, to assist, to support, either by furnishing strength or means to effect a purpose, to provide support for or relief to promote the progress or accomplishment. Where can I look for help that's going to help me to progress? Where can I look for help that's going to help me to accomplish some things in my life that I need to have accomplished? Where am I going to go to get this help? When it comes to my marriage is falling apart, where am I going to seek that help from? Not only that, my friends, when our children have gone astray, or when finances have been drained, or when strength is no longer available, or when our health is in decline, or when loneliness begins to set in, or when anger begins to fill our heart and soul, when love seems to avoid us, where am I going to look to for help? And these things do happen. There are folks who are looking for love. And it seems like love continuously evades them. It seems like love hides itself from them. And that person wants some help finding some love. Or what about when that anger does begin to control your emotions and your soul? When you're like a bomb that's about to explode anytime you're around certain individuals, where do we look for help at that particular moment in time? Oftentimes we look to self. He said, well, I'm going to be strong and I'm going to stand this. I'm going to take this. And that's great. That's good. Wonderful. But your strength only lasts so long. So the Bible said that Jesus has everlasting strength. My strength will begin to falter. My strength will begin to grow weak. I can love for a little while, but it ain't the same when God loves through me. Huh? I can shut my mouth for a couple of days. But then after a while, I got to let some steam out. I'm going to have to tell them all. I'm going to tell them how I feel. And then I'm going to feel a lot better. But when it's God that's holding you, when God is in control, we look to him for that help and that strength. It's amazing, my friends, how you'll be amazed at how you respond to certain situations. The question, a determining question, hey, where are we looking for help? Where do we go to for help? I wrote certain things down here. I said some of us look for help in pills. Some look for help in parties. Some look for help in pints of alcohol. Some look for help with people. Some look for help in promiscuity. Some look for help in sexual perversion. Some look in all these areas to try to help them get through whatever they're trying to get through. And still miserable. I remember a time I used to drink and get drunk and wake up the next day and stuff still be the same. Ain't nothing changed. Matter of fact, by God's grace, I wasn't in jail somewhere. Because some people wind up being in jail. I mean, I can look at a guy that has a DUI and say, man, he's had 10 DUIs. He's awful. He's wicked. He's vile. I ain't never had a DUI. Do you know why? I never got called. Didn't say I never got pulled over. There's been several times I've been pulled over and they've let me go. But that's called mercy. That's called grace, my friends. Other than that, I'd have a DUI record. And a lot of y'all would too. But by God's grace and his mercy. Hey, when I would do lines of cocaine and when I would smoke dope and all that kind of stuff, it did not help my problem, not one little bit. It was still the same. Folks go from one relationship to another because they're looking for love. And they still are miserable. And they find themselves getting hurt in this place, hurt in that place, and hurt in that place. Because we're going to the wrong source for what we're looking for. Listen, the psalmist, he says, I will lift up mine eyes and say, he goes from whence comes my help. Secondly, he says this. He tells us exactly where his help comes from. It's the greatest answer, I believe, that's ever given. Verse 2. He says, my help. I don't know about y'all, he says, but my help. He says, my help cometh from the Lord. That's Jehovah God, the self-existing one. He says, my support, my aid comes from the Lord. That's where I get my help from. That's where I get my strength from. That's where I look at when I need wisdom, when I need direction, or I need guidance. I look to Jehovah God. Why? He tells us. Because he's the one that made the heaven and the earth. That's power, baby. He made the heaven and the earth. If we've got a God that made the heaven and the earth, had the wisdom to make it, had the power to make it, and he even sustains it, man, that's a good place to go to get some help. Huh? He created, there's three heavens, you know. There's a first, second, third, and the first heaven's the sky, what you see up here. Then there's the second heaven, where all the stars and all the planets. Then there's the third heaven, which is the abode of God. All of that God created. The heavens and the earth. What better source to get strength from? What better source to get help from than Jehovah God himself, my friends? Instead of looking at some people or some person or some prescription or whatever it might be, let's look to God and say, God, you're the one that has the help that I need. You can help me get through whatever I'm facing in this world. But oftentimes, we'll start looking at him. Then we start looking at them. Then all of a sudden we get off track as we journey. Remember, we're talking like they're on the journey. As we're journeying, as we're traveling down this road, who are we looking to for help? Who are we looking to give us, to increase our faith muscles? As we dive into the Word of God itself will increase our faith and our confidence. But Satan wants us to get our eyes off of him. Listen, all across this world, there are people that are hurting. And every person is looking somewhere for help. But a lot of times we're not looking in the right place for help. I'm reminded of a story, and I wrote it down. It was a story with this guy. I can't hardly pronounce his name, but his name was Jan Paderewski or something like that. Some of y'all probably know him, famous piano player that was Polish. He was to leave his native Poland to play his first recital in London. He asked an influential friend to give him a letter of introduction to a leading figure in Britain's musical world who might be of assistance should anything go wrong. The letter was given to him in a sealed envelope. He hoped that everything would proceed smoothly and he would not have to use it. Hallelujah. But guess what? He didn't have to use it. His debut was a success, and there was no snags developed. Some years later, while going through his papers, he came upon the letter and he opened it. And this is what it read. This will introduce Jan Paderewski, who plays the piano, for which he demonstrates no noticeable talent. That was not a good letter for help. In other words, the guy who wrote the letter said, he ain't got no talent whatsoever. If he had gave that to the person, that person would have read the letter and said, we can't use him. What are you saying, preacher? Sometimes we go to certain people for help, and their help is only harm. Yeah. Their help is only more hurtful. But when we go to God, my friends, he'll never hurt us. He'll never harm us, but only help us and give us that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Why are we doing this manhood thing? Why are we doing this uncommon man? Not being a common man, but an uncommon man. Because we want our men to look to him for help. How can a man lead his family if he doesn't have God as his leader? He don't know what to do. We don't know. We wing it most of the time. We pretend. We're good pretenders. Can you fix this? Yeah, I've got it. Inside going, oh, what the world? I don't know what to do. But we've been taught since we were little. We go in the trainer when we're little. You know. No weakness. Show no flaw. Show no tears. You hurt yourself, stop crying. We're taught all these things. And then we meet Jesus. And then all of a sudden we want to shed a tear. We say, I can't do that. I'm a man. Even though the greatest man that ever lived, he wept. Shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. But we're taught these things from just a tot. We're taught these things. We're taught to be self-sufficient. You can do it. You can fix it. I mean, if we're sitting there working on a car and we don't have a clue, we ain't going to tell you. We'll sit there. Somebody say, hand me that tool over there. They name a tool out. He's like, hammer two. Not that one. I'm sorry. I grabbed the wrong one. Not that one either. Well, man, my eyes all messed up. Here you go. We don't want to say, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what. When we come to God and start saying, God, I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how to be a husband. I don't know how to be a son. I don't know how to be an uncle. I don't know how to be a nephew. I don't know, God, how to be a man. I don't know how to be a woman or a wife or a mother or a sister. God, I don't know. Help me. Help me. What is God going to do? Help us. But we're still trying to do it. We're not going to ask for any directions. We're not going to ask for any help. And we have God almost leaning over heaven, saying, call me. Call me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Are you going to call me? Well, I think I got it. Let me try one more thing. It's getting worse and worse. Messier and messier. Why don't you look at the last and third thing about this psalmist? We see his greatest answer, and then we see his awesome determination. The Bible says in verses 1 and 2, the psalmist says, as I travel, as I journey, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But look at his awesome determination. He says, I will. I will determine to do something. What is that? To lift up mine eyes. That word eyes, that means not just the physical, but the mental, the spiritual faculties. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Hey, when there's trouble that begins to abound, I determine to look toward heaven. To look toward Jehovah God. And he tells you, he says, my help cometh from the Lord. That's where it comes from. And I'm determined to look to him every time I find myself in a bad spot. Lord, you show me. What do I do? That means I must be admitting something. I need help. Ain't that tough, that, for help? It is somebody, I need help. Now, someday we'll mind asking for help, especially when we feel like people know I don't know what I'm doing there, so I can ask for help there. But now this area here, well, if you're a mom, you're expected to know it. And so you're like, okay, I know, this is just a baby. You know, I got it. Why are you holding it like that? I don't want to drop it. It's fragile. You don't have to hold it like you're scared to have death. Let me show you. Well, I don't want you to think I know what I'm doing. Do you? No, but I want you to know I know what I'm doing. Huh? It comes time to discipline your child, and you don't want to tell them no. Because I don't want to mess their psyche up. I don't want to mess, it may warp their mind if I tell them no. I know I must be, that's probably why I'm jacked up, I guess. I've been told a no a lot of times. No, you can't go over there. I want to go. No. Wham. Okay, I don't want to go. Tell your kid no. Practice it sometime. No. No. Ah! No. Ah! Ah! No. Ah! Ah! Are you crazy? I never forget the first time Christian broke out at Walmart. I guess you've seen other folks do the break dance. I'm like, what are you doing? And she was just like, oh, okay. All right, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. No, it ain't going to work. But you ain't going to get what you want because you start crying. Well, I want people. She's all right. Okay, here. No! You know what's going to help? It's going to help teach them. You can't have everything you want. You know? I mean, it's like when you go to parties today, you need help with your birthday party. Some kids said, please don't say this stuff. I know, we need help here, though. When I had my birthday party, do you know who got the presents at my birthday party? Me. It's my birthday. August 23rd, 1965. August 23rd, my birthday. If you came to my birthday, all y'all wouldn't get no gift. Amen. In your birthday. Amen. Well, we don't want them to be upset. We want them to, everybody to get something. That's lunacy. I might have lost half of y'all. But wait a minute. What we're doing is we're teaching them that everybody ain't gonna win. Right. You know, everybody get a first place trophy.
They were 0-105. Wait a minute. You don't get no trophy for that, hey man. I mean, you get one for participation or something like that. But listen, when the NBA finals take place, you know, they're not gonna all say everybody on the team, everybody, how long are they off?
Testing, 1, 2, there we go. Heck, I know y'all couldn't hear me. All right. I mean, but everybody in the NBA ain't getting the trophy. They're not, guys. You know, that's why they play so hard. That's why they play so hard. Because they want to win the trophy. If everybody get a trophy, why should I try as hard? Huh? Think about what I'm saying. You know, if we give up, we've been help raising our children. If we give them everything that they want, my dear friends, that's not going to help them to clean their room up. It's not. I'm getting some anyway. You know? What's wrong with you? You ain't getting nothing. But a butt whooping. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't whip the kids. Sorry. But anyhow, help. The psalmist says here, let me get done. I'm losing a lot of y'all. His help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help, my aid cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I got 3 questions. We're done. First question is this. Do we realize we need help? Do we realize we need help? And sometimes we just don't realize we need help. Do we realize we need help? Secondly, where are we looking for help? Where are we looking for help? Don't go to the person. If you have marital problems, don't go to the person that's been divorced 7 times. Well, I feel they know what. No, they know how to get divorced. Listen, I mean, I want to go talk with Leonard. Leonard, how long have I been married now, Leonard? Going on 50 years. Amen. I want to talk to Leonard. I mean, I know they ain't agreed on everything for 50 years. I know they haven't. I mean, I haven't talked to them. I got stories. You want me to tell some stories? I'm just kidding. I mean, me and Jolene been married 25. We're going 26 years. We don't agree on everything because, I mean, you know, she's wrong about a lot of stuff. I mean, we don't. I'm just joking, man. Come on. Everybody, boo, boo, boo. I started throwing stuff. But we disagree. We don't see eye to eye on everything. We're two people. Yes, we become one flesh. But you know what? I still like vanilla ice cream. And she still likes chocolate. You give me some Breyers vanilla ice cream with the bean specks. Glory to God. We have revival. Jolene be like, I don't see why you eat that stuff. It ain't got no taste. It got plenty of good taste. She wants Reese's. Y'all ain't said amen all year. Amen. But we have different mics and stuff like this. But you work it out. You know? I mean, I'm not threatening to go. I mean, when we got married, it wasn't like, you know, well, in case we get a divorce, that's your microwave and that's my TV. That's you just. Well, man, what y'all plan? We ain't planning on getting no divorce. We decided a long time ago when we got married, divorce was not an option. That was not even in the equation. That was a nada. Okay? That was not even there. But sometimes, I'm just saying, just in case, could you sign this piece of paper right here? If I got to sign a piece of paper, then bye. Okay? Well, they got all that money, okay? But listen. Anyhow, do we realize we need help? Secondly, Where are we looking for help? And then thirdly, simply a statement. Let's make that determination to lift up our eyes toward God for help. Help with your children. Because I know they're angels. They got halos running around. But they're going to disappoint you. I know they're cute. They got the little dimples and all that kind of stuff. But they are going to disappoint you. They're going to do things they shouldn't do. Now, I'll end with this. I don't forget, one time we were going to leave the house. We live in Chicago. And I think I told DJ to clean his room up or something like that. And not to watch TV and something like that. We go. Who was it? Don't watch TV. He did something, you know. And so we get in the car, the rear back out. I said, he gonna watch TV. And Jolene said, no, he's not, because you told him not. I mean, he's taking, you know. I said, yes, he is. By the time we backed up, I could see up in the second floor. The light comes on, boom. So I got to pull back up in there. But I knew he was going to do it. She was shocked. She couldn't believe it. I mean, because she said, they know you crazy. I mean, I said, it don't matter. It don't matter how crazy I am and stuff. The straight jackets I wear, it don't matter. I said, because they got a sin nature. They got a flesh. You know, I mean, they tell me the truth. They going to tell me. They going to lie to you too. Right. Okay? And you're going to be thinking they're telling you the truth. You be like, you know, and you just melt. But guess what? You've lied before too. You done forgot is what it is. You done minimized. I'm going to get off that right there. But anyhow. But that's why we need to go to the Lord for help, to show us what to do and how to go about doing it. And God will help us. He says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, to give to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't hold it back from you. He'll give it. But he says, if any man in lack for wisdom, you have to ask for it. And God will give it to us. Father, thank you for giving me wonderful blessings. And I've tried my best to give up the little message you gave me to give out. And I pray, God, that will challenge each of us to look to you for help in everything, everything. No matter how small, it might seem like something so small and insignificant. But, God, we need help there, too. So, Father, help all of us to come to you for help, for guidance, for direction, and then for strength, for whatever we need. I don't know what we need. But, Lord, whatever we need, God, help us to come and talk to you about it. Perhaps, God, for some folks who want to come talk to you this morning about some decisions they've got to make. Lord, there's some things that are coming up, some things that already come up. They need some direction on those situations. I pray, God, they look to you for help. Come and pray and ask you for direction. Then listen to your voice as you speak to them. I pray, God, that there'll be some folks who want to come pray for someone. They come talk to you about those individuals who may be going through a hard time. Or perhaps, God, there's someone here today that says, you know what, I'm not sure I'm saved, but I got to get that thing settled today. I pray, God, they come, let me know, or let someone know they have confidence in, and we'll show them from the Word of God. We'll pray with them so they get that thing settled. Father, help us. We've heard the sermons. We've heard the songs. It's now time to make a decision. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Perhaps you come.